and around neighborhoods where some of those roses grow. It would be exciting to discover a lost rose breed. She trims a faded bloom off the bush. Just then, a dark blue Chevrolet pulls up in front of the McKnight home, and I'm grateful that Mrs. McKnight's company will allow me to escape this conversation. But as I'm about to dash off, two men in Army officer uniforms step out. Mrs. McKnight glances their way, and her face pales. She returns to cutting the blooms. "That would be nice," she says, her voice small and quivering. I look at the McKnight house. Kate passes by the window carrying a stack of plates, and I wonder if I should go get her. But my stomach is queasy and my knees feel weak. The men step into the yard and walk toward us. Mrs. McKnight keeps trimming the roses, only now she is trimming the new blooms too. She is chopping away the blooms and the stems. And with each step the men take toward her, the bush gets smaller. Her hands shake, and her breathing becomes heavy, and she ignores the men who are now in front of us. "Mrs. McKnight," one man says. She shakes her head and cuts, 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 cuts. Thorns tear tiny scratches in her hands as the stems